Last time we ended off discussing whether paper is mekabel tuma, and we noted that according to many poskim, paper is not mekabel tuma, and therefore, in principle, according to many poskim, toilet paper as well may not be mekabel tuma. However, even if that's the case, there are other issues that need to be addressed. If a woman finds dam on a piece of toilet paper used in kinuach, even if, in principle, the paper itself may be in a mekabel tuma. So the concern that Paul can discuss is if a woman finds dam on a piece of toilet paper b'shas kinuach after hatolas neiraglayim, so maybe she'd be concerned that there was a masked hargasha. Maybe argasha v'lavadaita, maybe there was a hargasha that came during the time that she was hatolas neiraglayim, and she didn't realize there was hargasha, and therefore we're not talking about a kesem, but a potential re'iyah. Whereas would you consider the kinuach to be like a bedika, where a bedika doesn't have kulas ksamim, because we assume that a bedika may have been accompanied with hargasha. So the Chavastas writes, Chavastas here in Siman Kutzadi Sakat and Aleph, that if a woman does a kinuach toch shir vest, after being matel neraglayim, that would be problematic. The shir vest is a short amount of time. So if a woman does a kinuach within a short amount of time after being matel neraglayim, that wouldn't have kulas ksamim. So what is that shir vest says? Sheva Levi writes that he's concerned the shir vases could be a minute. If a woman does a kinuach within a minute after going to the bathroom, then that, and she sees dam that kinuach, that would be problematic. But Rabbi Forth points out in chapter 9, footnote 48, that Shevet Levi doesn't seem so simple, because we usually assume that a shir vases is much shorter than a minute. Shir Ves is the amount of time it takes for a woman to do bedika. That we have in Sifnun Aleph here in Siman Kuf Tzadi. The amount of time it takes to do bedika is much less than a minute. So Rabbi Forth doesn't think that the Sheva Levi's minute is so compelling. Rav Moshe writes in a Tshuva to Rabbi Eider, Otsu Gimel, that as long as a woman is not in a rush to leave the bathroom, as long as she doesn't have a child screaming or a pot burning, and she's able to do a kinuach within the normal amount of time, then that wouldn't pose a problem, because usually there's a little bit of a break between the end of the flow of the meiraglayim and the time that a person is mekaneach. So that the normal break that would transpose between the meiraglayim and the kinuach is more than a shir veses, and therefore, under most circumstances, you don't have to be concerned about argasha v'levadaita if you have a sighting of dam on the kinuach. Then Rav Moshe writes in Tshuva Tezayin to Rabbi Eider, a related point, that in general, he doesn't think that a kinuach is considered a bedika, because a kinuach isn't just bosa makam, it's in the surrounding areas as well. So if you do a bedika, so you know where the bedika went in. But if you do a kinuach covers other areas as well. And Rabbi Karp quotes this from Rav Yashiv as well, Mishmar Fatara Paragimel Se'if Zayin. Even though the Sidrei Torah is machmir, but the poskim don't quote the Sidrei Torah, and therefore Rabbi Karp quotes from Rav Yashiv and others that the minhag is to be makel, not to treat a kinuach as a bedika. Rabbi Morgenstern does quote the following from Rav Yashiv, Chelik Beis Perek Nun Se'if Yudalit, in the Pesach Das, Chelik Beis Perek Nun Se'if Yudalit. He quotes from Rav Yashiv, Rav Yashiv is machmir, if you find dam on a kinuach, if you find a kesem on a kinuach, so we assume it's not a bedika, we assume it's a kinuach, and you have kulas ksamim to some extent. But that kesem, we treat as a kesem al besara and not a kesem al chaluka. So you do a kinuach, you find dam in the kinuach, dam in the toilet paper, so we treat that as al besara and not al chaluka, because be'esem, the dam was begufa, al besara, and then it was removed with the piece of toilet paper. And therefore, you couldn't be makel on a davreshein makabel tumi, you couldn't be makel on tzivonim. So even if we assume that al-Bisara, you do have a kulas gris, but you don't have a kula vein makabel tumi or of tzivonim. So that's what he calls him of Yashiv, that if you find dam on a, if you find the kethem on a kinuach, and that is the din of al-basar and al-chaluka, and you don't have the kulas of tzivonim and eino mekabel tuma. The Baal Yashulchan entertained such a possibility in the Be'urim to Sif Lamed Gimel. Be'urim to Sif Lamed Gimel, Dibur Maskel Afilu. Without explanation, he says that maybe you should be choshesh that a kesem an a kinuach has a din of a kesem al-basara and not al-chaluka. And the Betzel HaChachma says this as well. Shuvas Betzel HaChachma Chelek Vav Simen Kuf Kafei. Shuvas Betzel HaChachma Chelek Vav Simen Kuf Kafei. Rabbi Sal Stern of Australia, the brother of the Deborah Siner. So he writes that when do we say, as we'll talk about in a few minutes, that there's a kula of tzivonim? When do we say that if you find a kesem on a begat savua, that it's not tame, doesn't answer the women? That's only if the kesem was originally found on the begat savua. But if it was originally al gufa, and then it was transferred onto a begat, so that's not considered a kesem and a begat savua. That's called the kesem al gufa. That you look at the original place where the kesem was found. He knows that his brother the Deborah Siner denied this in the way. But he thinks that's pashut, that you follow the place where it originally was found, even if it's transferred somewhere else afterwards. And he says that creates a kula also in the following case. We'll talk about this a little bit later when we get to tzivonim. But he says, let's say you find a kesem and a begat savua. So it doesn't have a din kesem, it's tahor. And then the begat savua touches a begat lava. And the kesem gets transferred from the begat savua to the begat lava. So are you going to say now that that's going to be mitame the woman because now it's on a begat lava? So no, since the kesem betchilas briyoso was on the begat savua, so it doesn't have a kesem, even if you're going to transfer it afterwards to a begat lava. He thinks that's obvious based on the following. The Gemara is a case of karka ola. A woman sees a kesem on the ground. The ground is einu mekabel tuma, right? So she sits on the ground, she's einu mekabel tuma, and she sees dam. Well, let's say she has a shaila about that dam. So she wants to take it to the chacham to ask the shaila. So he doesn't assume like derech ha-shulchan that the Chacham is bothered. It must be that we're mafmir on pachas b'kivyas al v'sara, because otherwise, how is a woman going to have that manas to ask the shayla? How is she going to get that kesem al v'sara to the rav? He says, no. If you have a kesem al karka olam, she's going to pick it up, transfer it somewhere, and then bring it to the rav to ask the shayla. So, are you going to tell me that if you have the kesem al karka olam, then you transfer it to a beged that's makabel tuma, so now it's not going to have kulas ksam anymore? He says, obviously not. It's all based on where you find it originally. So you still could distinguish between the two cases, right? The case in the kinuach, you never saw the dam al besara. The first time you see the dam is on the kinuach. Now, intellectually, you presume that it came from Besara onto the kinuach, but you never saw the dam on the al basarif. That's not the same thing necessarily as a case where you saw the kesem on a bag of tzavua and now you transfer it to a bag of lava. But the Betel HaChachm assumes that that they're the same, and therefore he's makel on the case if he transferred from tzavua to lavan, but he's makel on a kinuach to treat the kinuach as a kesem al basara.
How far do we extend this logic? Like, for example, if a woman finds both on her clothes and on herself blood, but just based purely on the metzias, it looks as if it started on the clothes and then sort of got stuck on.
Right. So we'll talk about that a little while in terms of by tzivona. Let's say you have the kasan that's partially on sabu and partially on lavan. So we'll talk about some of that.
Or like the as opposed to the case of, I think, of the chasam sarum, where it's like the striped. That meaning it's like the one could tell that there was originally like some blood on a beged, and then because the beged is touching the skin, it then put it onto the skin. But so I mean, just like it's clear just from one can tell from that.
Right. So there it could be avataliyah if the reasonable presumption is that it started on the beged and then just transferred to the basar, that's considered ala beged. But again, that could all still be different. In the case of kinuach, where you never saw it al basara. The first time you saw it was on the kinuach.
So in the case that I just mentioned, even without the betzel ha'chachma, we could be
mekel. In a case where it looks like it started al beged and then it was transferred onto the basar, right? But most poskim don't assume this way. Most poskim assume not like what you question of Yashiv and the betzel ha'chachma, that you just look based on when you find it. The first time you saw the damas on the kinuach, so then that's not considered al basara because you never saw it on the basar. Okay. But as a practical matter, even though most poskim assume that toilet paper may not be makabel toma, either because of the material or because it's not lakiyum. Nevertheless, the recommendation is better to use colored toilet paper. So, should there be anything found, you have something else to rely on of tzivonim. But the most important eitzah, which Rav Vosner writes and Rabbi Willigoy says, is that you shouldn't look. You shouldn't look in the toilet bowl, as we'll get to. You shouldn't look in. You shouldn't look on the kinuach, because even if ultimately there may be grounds to be mekel, you don't want to cause problems unnecessarily. So better people should be trained not to look. Yeah.
Maybe this is part of the cheshbon. I assume looking and seeing blood would be a problem in terms of tashmish, meaning that if blood is seen on toilet paper, then tashma should be delayed, even if it doesn't make her anita.
You're saying, in terms of what we discussed earlier, that if you see a kesem, even if it has kulos ksamim, you should wait, be parish for 24 hours, correct?
Right. So my understanding is one of the reasons that we say that is because the fact that there is blood is indication that one could potentially find blood after tashmish, which would automatically.
I don't think it's not a concern for Rav Nachman Sash, which is a rare situation. The concern is that she may end up being pierced anita soon, so you should. Usually, if you see a kesem, so it's a harbinger of something else to come, it's very possible that you're going to have a full fledged rea soon. So better just to wait and for the dust to settle.
So might that be a reason to look at the toilet paper, and that like it could give a woman a good indication as to if her period is?
No, because that's why we have Hilchos Vesta, so we know what precautions you're supposed to take and when you're supposed to be careful. But looking is just going to pose problems. Again, if a woman has a rea, you can't ignore that. But if you have no, there's no ria, so then don't cause problems by looking at it necessarily. Okay. What about synthetic material as far as Eina Mekabel Tuma? So there's a Mishnah in Kalim, Perek Yizayim Mishnah Yugimel, Perek Yizayim Mishnah Yugimel, Kol Shebiyam Tahor, that any material that is produced from something in the sea is not mekabel tumah. the way the Rambam quotes that halacha, Perek Aleph, Kelim Halacha Gimel, Perek Aleph, Kelim Halacha Gimel, Kelim Ha'asuyin Me'atzamos Chaya Shebiyam U'me'ora Tahorim, any kli that is fashioned from the bones of sea creatures or the hides of sea creatures are tahor. Kol Shebiyam Tahor, because anything that comes from the sea is tahor, Ve'eno Mekabel Tumma Minatumos, Velo Tumas Medras, so it's not susceptible to Tumma. Afa ore begad mitzemer hagadu b'yam einam bekabel tuma. And if you weave a garment made from the wool of some sea creature, it's not bekabel tuma. Shenemer o begad o or mipiashmo lamdu ma begad min hagadol ba'aretz af or min hagadol ba'aretz. So both begad and or has to be something that grows on the ground, from material that grows on the ground, sanra pishtim, and not from sea material. So on this basis, Ramosha Chela Gimel Simenun Gimel, Chela Gimel Simenun Gimel is makel on nylon materials that are made from petroleum, from oil, from things that are not land based, and that's what the Rav Yashiv writes as well. Kovitz Shuvas First Simen Kovitz Shuvas Chela Galif Simen Aleph regarding Tzitzis. That even if you assume that a beged other than samarpishin is going to be chayiv in tzitzis min haTorah, like the psak of the Ramah, but that doesn't apply to synthetic garments, because something synthetic is not considered gadol min haaretz, and therefore is not going to be chayiv in tzitzis min haTorah. Rav Yashiv writes as well on pages Tav Zayin to Tav Tes, the Chelek Aleph of Chelek Aleph, Tav Zayin to Tav Tes, and Taras Abayit, and they revised the Sefer. So he writes that he recalls discussing it with Rav Yashiv years earlier. Rav Yashiv is masking that nylon is not mekabel tuma.
What is nylon made from?
So there are different kinds of nylons, and nylon is made from various materials. The Ramosha doesn't address the specifics, but Rabbi Morgenstern here in his book tells you that says there are four kinds of synthetic materials that make up 98% of synthetic materials. Those are nylon, polyester, acrylic, and polyolefin. I'm sorry?
What does that say?
Again?
What does that say
there? This is the Pisley Das, or Morgenstern. Nylon and polyester are produced from petrochemicals. However, this is the important part, this is what I was going to get to, that even synthetic materials as they're produced today are often mixed with other non-synthetic materials. And he has here the different regulations in the industry that you don't even have to mention all of them. If you have fibers that are less than 5% of the fiber weight, they can be listed as other fibers and not by the actual fiber.
What's the halacha?
So the halacha is, this is what he points out, and the Sha'arei Tara points out, Rabbi Rishon Zalman's nephew, Sha'arei Tara Simen Tezayin Osches, Simen Tezayin Osches, that even if you'll assume that nylon is not in the Kabbalah Tumba, but if it's woven together with pishtan or other materials, the entire bag is going to be mekabel tuma. That's the next line of the Rambam that we were reading before, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel. Chiber min hagadol b'yam im hagadol b'aretz. If you weave together sea material with land material, afilu chut o meshicha, even if it's just a string, im chibro chibor ashem esim eshneem keilu hein achas keilu hein echad l'tuma she'im nitmazeh yitmazeh hakol mekabel tuma. So if you have synthetic and non-synthetic material woven together, you have seed material and land material woven together, even if the amount of land material is minimal, but it's woven to connect the beged into a single beged, then that would be mekabel tuma. So therefore, as a practical matter, the Shari Tara points out, and the Pesachei Das, that it's almost impossible to know what non-synthetic fibers have been woven together with synthetic material. So practically speaking, it's hard to come across a real application where we would make all that something is not a kabel tuma because it is purely synthetic. And there are some poskim who are matter when it comes to tumas begadim, that even material nehayam may be bekabel tuma betumas begadim. So the Minchas Yitzchak writes this. Minchas Yitzchak chelet dalet simen kuf yeches, chelet dalet simen kuf yeches. That anything that's fashioned into a garment, into a piece of clothing, is going to be mekabel tuma, even if it's made from synthetic material. So paskins the Badi Yashochan in Sivkatan Kuvzayin. Badi Yashochan Sivkatan Kuvzayin. And Rabbi Morgenstern points out at page 421 that this is Mashmas of Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish, Yaredeya Simen Kuv Kavav Sivkatan Zayin. Chazon Ish, Yaredeya Simen Kuv Kavav Sivkatan Zayin, paragraph beginning the ode. Kuv Kavav Sivkatan Zayin, paragraph beginning the ode. So he points out there is a special riboy for tumas begadim, which emerges on the sugya Shabbos kavav and beis kavzayin and aleph. So the Chazon Ish suggests, based on that, that it could be even if you have synthetic material like gumi, rubber, that you make clothing out of, maybe the clothing would be mekabel tuma. That's a special riboy by tumas begadim, as long as it's fashioned in a form that resembles tzemer pishtim, namely b'tvi of arig, as long as it's woven together in the kind of fashion that you would weave tzemer pishtim. So if you have a loom, a weaving of synthetic material, Chazon Ish sounds like that could be mekabel tuma, even if the material is purely synthetic. Your motion doesn't assume that way. Your motion that should be mentioned before assumes that purely synthetic material is not going to be a kabel tuma, even if it is woven. So that seems to be a machlokas haposka. But again, as a practical matter, it sounds like even purely synthetic material is, even that which appears to be purely synthetic may have other fibers woven in, and it's hard to know practically whether the material you're looking at is purely synthetic.
Are we generally machmir because of the combination of deos that are machmir even if it's totally synthetic, and just because we have a question of mitzvahs?
Right. You'd have to. If you had a shayla, you'd have to research the particular product and talk to the manufacturer. You know, it could be that you'll find something that is 100% synthetic. But the cautionary note is that you'd have to do research. You can't assume just because you see on the label that something's made out of nylon or polyester or some synthetic material that it doesn't have a small quantity of non-synthetic material that could still make it mekabel tuma.
But even if it could be discovered it was 100% synthetic, do most poskim go like with Moshe?
I think in America you probably follow that. Rav Yashu is quoted as saying the same thing. You get the sense that the majority of poskim are like Rav Moshe on that. As we met, you quoted Rav Moshe, Rav Yashu, Rav Avadia. Right. So if you have something that is purely synthetic, I think we would be makel as such.
They sew it in with something
that's not atomic? I'm sorry? They sew it in with something that's not atomic, or they add something that's not atomic to the mixture? There are natural fibers that are mixed in or woven in to the garment. To discuss Sivonim. The Gemara in Daf Samach Aleph on the Beis right before the Mishnah. Tanya Rabbanan Beget Savua Metame Mishum Kesem. Color garment has Tumas Ksam. Rabbi Nassim Bar Yosef Amir Einu Matam Mishum Kesem Shelo Tiknu Bigdei Tzivona Leisha Elo Lahakil Al Kismayan. The Takana of Bigdei Tzivonim was only Lekula. That's Rabbi Nassim Bar Yosef. Tiknu My Tikninu, the Gemara says, well, what Takana? Who's talking about a Takana? Elo Shelo Hutra Bigdei Tzivona Leisha Elo Lahakil Al Kismayan. We're only matir women to wear colored garments to be makel al kismei. Hutrum b'chal dasiri. What do you mean you're matir? Was there an Isser summer? In Titania, the Tanan, b'pomos shel aspasianus gazru al ataras pasanim. During the battles in the time of Aspasianus, we're gozer not to wear ataras pasanim. Vial ha'iras, some kind of bell. Bichu ligzor al bigdei tzivonim. They wanted to be goes that the women shouldn't wear colored garments anymore. Amri ha'adifa kidei lahakal al kismayan. They said, no, better that they should continue to wear colored garments because that'll allow for kulos in ksam. Okay. So what does this mean, lahakal al kismayan? Says Rashi. She'ena kesem nikerbo kimare dam gomer. On a beget savua, a kesem doesn't present, is not as apparent, kimare dam gomer, like full-fledged dam. It doesn't present the appearance of regular dam. Does that mean that in a situation where it does present as regular dam, you don't have kulas sivonim? That will get to. So you have a machlokas tanaim here. Is there tumas ksamim and a beget savua? Tanakama says yes. Mimnasim Bar Yosef says no. How do we paskin? The Rambam Perek Tes Halach Zayin paskin for Kula. Rambam Perek Tes Halach Zayin. Below the Makabel Tumah Elam Kain Hayalavan, Aval kli tzevonin ein choshen lekasam enim sabahen. Lefikach tiknu chachamim shetilba she'isha bigdei tzevonim kidei lazila midim tzam. This lefikach we'll have to get back to in a few moments. The Rambam paskins tzevonim were not mekabel tumas tzamim. So paskins the Rashba, Torah Sabaya sa'arach kakim olmibayz. So paskins the Rosh. The Ramban in his halachos, Perek Dalid Halacha Vav, the Ramban Perek Dalid Halacha Vav is Machmir. Masal Gabi Begadim, Afilu Hayu Klitziv Onin, Mikayman Shadam Nikrban Tamea. If you find a Kesem on a Beged, even if it's colored, since the dam is nicker behen tamei. And the Hagos Maimonios, Parak Tes Osvav, quotes a middle position from Rebbeinu Simcha that the beged is tahor, but the woman is a Asur Levayla. Beged is Tahar, the woman is the Sura Levayla. Mechaber writes, if Yud, Kestam Shinim Sal Beged Savua Tahara, like the Rambam, and no mention of an opposing position. Says the Dagon Revava on the side, to me, honey, Shelo Haviyu Shum Cholik. Why the Mechaber not quote a Yesh Omrim? Vabazos mani as parites v'sir v'biyah ozvav kasa v'shem v'in asimcha u'v'shem ra'avan shala omr b'gemara d'avr z'el l'tar b'eget shala yim l'taras aval isha t'mei l'vayla afil l'nimsa v'v'idei tzivonim v'kevin shagam ramban machmir kasha l'hakel nega shlosha chamurei olam. Dagon Revava says the Mechaber doesn't even quote the contrary opinion, doesn't quote the Machmirim, and not only does he not quote it, Dagon Revava thinks, so we should be choshish for it. Because you have Rebbeinu Simcha, and the Rabban, who are Machmir.
It says inside
the Gospel of
Manus,
Rabban. Okay, slow. It's slow. That's what the Dagon Revava says. Says the Birka Yosef, also on the side here. V'liya helyo nira, she'ein kantema. Nothing to get excited about. Dagam, dagos maimeniyos, kasvu zavashem rabbeinu simcha, u'mishem ravan, even though it's true, that dagos maimeniyos quoted this from rabbeinu simcha the ravan, Dim Nikir Akasam Tomei Mikomokome Rambam Ushar Poskim Shaposka Krib Yonasan Muchat the Pligo Rabbeinu Simcha Viravan Uksaman the Rabbanan Misham Hachi Nakel Hakel Mizapashut. So even if it's true that there is a minority position of Rishonim that are Machmir, that's only a minority position. Ro Rishonim are Mako. And by Ksama we go Lakula, and that's why the Mechaber didn't quote the contrary opinion. We're not choshish for it. So says the Piskei Tshuva here, Sefkatan Kof Aleph, from the Tshuva Me'ava. The Helach Karei Sherov HaPoskim Rishonim VaAcharonim Kulam Onim Ke'echad Shein Choshim Rishim Kesem Behem Vade Ein LaHachmir. So that's the Rov Binyan of Poskim, Rishonim Achronim, Armeiko. Moreover, this is what Yossi was getting at, Rav Avadya points out in the Taras Abayis that there's no such Ravan, that it's presumably a Tosof Rimin Agos Maimonides. Instead of Ravan, it should say Ramban. So it's really only two Rishonim, not three Rishonim, that are on record as being Machmir. And in the Frankel Rambam, they fix it.
No, and it has a fix in
It has it fixed.
And it's
left out. When it was left out,
that's all that was wrong, and then fixed it.
And they fixed it where?
I might just be quoting the Hagam Rishon as how he's supposed to be written.
They fix it, you mean in the Dagom Rebava?
Yeah.
Well, that defeats the purpose. The Dagom Rebava says, what? Whole point is that he says there are three Rishonim. So you should fix it in the Gosmai, you should fix it in the Dagom Rebava. Dagom Rebava assumed that it was a Ravan, even if it was a Talasad Vos.
Okay.
So it doesn't make sense to change it in the Dagom Rebava.
Yeah.
Sorry, what are the two, first opinion that, or the first thing that the Rav mentioned, that even if the minority are Machmir, the majority are Makel, therefore we go Makel.
By Samim, we go Lakula.
Right. And then the second one who just said Sam, Ro, or Makel, so we're Makel.
The Birka Yosef and the Pesach Tshuva say basically the same thing. Pesach Tshuva and Tshuva Me'ava, we follow the majority.
Yeah. I just said the Ramban. The Ramban is just Machmir. Period.
I'm sorry?
The Ramban is just Machmir even on Tuma, isn't it?
Correct.
So how does he quote the Ramban and the Ramban?
No, the way that goes, Maimonides reads no, because the Chaykos of Ravan Kedvarav Shafilu Hayukul and Sivonim became a Charkas and Nikr Ben Tome. Not be Mechala between Tome and Hetel Baila.
So
the Dagom Rebava doesn't. Sorry? He's not quoting.
He's not calling that person over the right thing.
I'm sorry?
He's not calling that person over what he says correctly.
Correct.
Or the Hagos Maimonides had it wrong. Right. And he quoted it
right. Okay, but he's not quoting Hagos Maimonides verbatim. Correct. Okay. So the Rama says here, Lefikach tilbash isha bigdei tzavonim kdei latzila miksamim. So that lefikach is from the Rambam that we just read. So where's that lefikach come from? Again, the Rambam wrote about kli tzavonim echoshim lekasamim tzavahen lefikach tiknu chachamim shetilbash isha bigdei tzavonim kdei latzila miksamim. What's that lefikach? Says the Kesef Mishnah. Kesef Mishnah writes, go to Gemara. Umeachar demai de amar shelo titnu ichile v'hadar amar shelo hutru heyakas rabein lefikach titnu shem dvarim dechuyim. Okay, so what was the shachat of the Gemara? The Gemara says first lo titnu bigdei tzavonim elahaka. The Gemara says what takana? There's no takana. No hutru. They were matir. What do you mean the matir? Because they thought to aser b'famashar kasyanos. And then they decided not to aser. So the Rambam's Lefikach Tiknu sounds like that's going back to the first line of the Gemara that was rejected. The Gemara initially says, Tiknu, lo Tiknu, Bigdei Tzavonim, Lisha Lahakel. The Gemara says, no, there was no Takana. It was Hutru. So we have the Rambam still standing with the Tiknu. Right, have the Rambam right. Lefikach Tiknu Chacham. The Efshar Shagir Sacher and Saisalo. Maybe the Rambam had a different Girsa than the Gemara. That's the way we have it. There's no Takana. Maybe the Rambam had a different Girsa. That the Takana is left standing Lamaskana. Oshu Sover, Dekem Delo Ichi, Mai De Amr Tiknu. Elam Yishim Delo Yadia Mai Tikninu. So the Gemara's rejection of the Takana was only that the Gemara had no knowledge of any such Takana. Hasha Darmina de Bupuma Shalaspasyanas Nasa Vinasnu Chacham Bitzavonim Ikol Nevidas Technu. Maybe the Rambam understood that at the time of the Bupuma Shalaspasyanas, they weren't just matir women to continue wearing big Tzavonim, but they made a takana that women Dafka should wear big Tzavonim. So again, Kazem Mishnah says either the Rambam had different gears in the Gemara, or the Rambam understood that even the Maskana, the takana has some place, and the Bupuma Shalaspasyanas, they actually made a takana, it wasn't just a heter. Crazy Placey says a little bit different, that maybe the Rambam assumed, if not for the fact that there was a takana, then they should have been gozer b'pomos shalas pasyanas. Should have asked. That if the concern, the Gemara says, that in principle, if not for Puruvu, they would have asked her getting married after the Chorba. So it's a pretty high threshold for what Chazal were prepared to ask her. So maybe if not for the fact that there was a takana to dafka where Big Day Tzavonim, the fact that Big Day Tzavonim could create a kula wouldn't have been enough to prevent the Isser. So maybe that's the Rambam disturbed. There must have been a takana, because otherwise the taka should have asked her in the time of Pilmos Shel Aspasyanus.
So if a woman decides to wear Big Day Lavan, when she's not doing Shevet Nikiyim, she's over under a bond.
So, let's see. The Lashon HaRambah, based on the Rambam, Lefika Tilbash Isha Bidei Tzavonim Kedei Latzila Meksam. Says the Taras HaShlamim, Sivkatin Yudalid, in answer to Asher's question, HaRambam Kasa Lefika Tekne Chacham Isha Tilbash Tzavonim. We saw that in the case of Mishnah, Shekasa Lashon Tikun, Vulachar Nagamash Masashas, Vyasha Beisiosif Chosim Mitaris Dvarav. So the case of Mishnah explained how the Rambam came off saying Takana. Mikamakam Ein Dvar Mukhrachin, Lachain Hishmin Arav Lashon Tiknu, Virak Derech Eisa Tova Kamar, Shetasa Isha Kadei Lasila Meksanim. So the Ramah doesn't say Tiknu, the Ramah just says Lefika Tilbash Isha. So maybe in a Chanan, because of the Ramah, it says Takana, that there's a Din Rabbana that you should wear Tzavonim at certain points. But that's not how the Ramah quotes it. The Ramah just says, Eitza Tova, it's a good idea. Lefika Tilbash Isha, Digde Tzavonim, Kedei Latzila Mi Ksamen. Now when does a woman wear Digde Tzavonim? Take a look at the Piskei Tshuva, Sivkat and Kaf Beis. The Sefer Amudei Kesef, Kasa B'zeh, Nira Dafka Tilbash Tamid, Ava Kedei Lahatzel B'mei Nidusa, U'B'mei Libuna Lo. So, the default is a woman should wear Tzivonim. But not B'mei Nidusa, and not B'mei Libuna. So you may libuna, I understand, during the Shiva Nikiyam, when she has to check that the Shiva Nikiyam are Nikiyam, so then she shouldn't be wearing Big Day Begadim Tzavonim, she should wear Big Day Lava. But what's Bimei Nida? There's nothing wrong with wearing Big Day Tzavonim Bimei Nida. The Baal HaShulchan thinks it's Siyunim Reishay that maybe means Yom HaVeses. That the day of HaVeses, a woman shouldn't wear Big Day Tzavonim because she has to be attuned to see whether she's going to have a Riyah on the Yom HaVest. But Lamaisa, if a woman did wear Begadim Tzivonim Bimei Libuna during the Shiva Nikiyam, it would work. Whereas a woman shouldn't wear Big Day Tzivonim during Shiva Nikiyam because she should be sensitive to whether there's any Dot. But Lamaisa, if she did wear Big Day Tzivonim, it would work, and you would have Kulas Ksamim on those Tzivonim. that there are certain situations where Pofka may recommend that a woman should wear tzivonim even during Shiva Nikiyim if she's having a hard time becoming Tahora. Moshe writes that Chele Bey Simen Ayin Ches. Chele Bey Simen Ayin Ches. Situation in which a woman is having difficulty becoming Tahora because of various ksamim. So he says that Yesh Lahoros Ishizu and Einam Argeshes Elisha Mosas Ksamim Abagadah, but there's no Hargasha, but she just finds these ksamim, Shatilbash Begadim Sivonim, that she could wear Begadim Sivonim even during Shiva Nikiyim, even during the first 3 days. Rav Vozner writes that even if you're going to be Mako under certain circumstances during Shiva Nikiyim, you shouldn't wear Sivonim on day 1 and day 7.
Does Rav Vozner?
That's Rav Vozner. The Rav Moshe sounds like even day 1 and day 7. But that's something that should be done when necessary, when appropriate, in consultation with a Rav. Now, this recommendation of the Ramah, that a woman, the call it Eitz Tova, the Torah Hashanah says, that a woman should wear Tzivonim, that applies to bedding as well, to sheets, to pillowcases, to towels, should all be Tzivonim. But Willick says you shouldn't own white sheets, because if you own white sheets, you're going to use them at some point. Sorry?
You need that for your
bonus. We'll talk about that when we get there. Yeah. There's a Tshuva in the Chasam Sofer, which is referenced in Pesachei Tshuva here, Sifkata and Kaf. So Kaf Aleph. Shuvas Chasam Sofer Yaradeya Kuf Samach Aleph. Yaradeya Kuf Samach Aleph. Chasam Sofer writes that the kula of begadim sivonim not be mekabel ksamim, that doesn't apply to an undergarment. That doesn't apply to a beged asamach libisara. How does he know that? So he says that could emerge from the Gemara Samach Aleph. The Gemara talks about the fact that they did an asir regarding Tzivonim the Pombos Shal Aspasyanis. Maybe that's only referring to the Begadim Tzivonim that are on the outside, the Begad Elyon. Is what was the Havamina that they should have asered? Is there a Havamina that Chazal would have asered wearing colored undergarments? No one would see those. So obviously Chazal were only contemplating asering outer garments that are colored. So in Cain, we have no Raya, says the Chasam Sofer, that the Kula of Tzivonim applies to undergarments. And since there's no Heter Beferish, then he thinks he should be mechalik v'svara. That since if you have a beged asamach l'v'svara, it's highly unlikely that the kesem would have come anywhere other than migufa. So that's the svara to mechalik between a beged elyon and a beged tachton. And since we don't find any evidence that the kula applies to a beged tachton, then you have to be machmir to fall back on your svara. So says the Chasam Sofer, Kuf Samach Aleph, quoted here in Pesachei Tshuva Kaf Aleph. The whole kula of Tzivonim only applies to outer garments, not to undergarments. Chazon Ish very strongly disagrees. Chazon Ish, Simon Peches, Oz Dalet. Chazon Ish, Simon Peches, Oz Dalet. Tamua Ma'od. De Ilu Hayachilik Vidavar, Eich Sasma Dabar Kalaposkin. Vinosna Mishal Rabbim. That if the Chazon is correct, so why did no one ever say it before him? All the Poskim Tilachos and Sofer talk about Begadim Sivan across the board. No one ever suggested a chilek between an outer garment and an undergarment. So how could all the earlier Poskim create such a michshol? And he's not bothered by the Svara of the Chasam Sofer. Rav Avadya writes, page Shin Peites, that Mistimas Kalaposkim, they were Mechali between different types of garments. He quotes in the Marasham, Chelek Aleph Simen Pei Aleph, that since the whole reason to be Mako by Tzivonim is like Rashi writes, that the Dam isn't Nicker on the garden Tzivonim, that applies to an undergarment too. And that you could argue on. You could say that, no, if it's on an undergarment, then it definitely came migufa. And Rabbi Karp says, even the Chasam Sofer may only be saying that lichachila, you shouldn't wear colored undergarments, but with the evidence still would work to be matzil from summon. Yeah, sure.
Isn't Rav Avadya's Svara the exact opposite of the Ramban? The Ramban at least says that on Sivonim, he seems like a reason that we know that it is. I mean, he's going like the Tanakhama on Safa, but
right.
He says that Aleph. The Dam is Nicker.
Mm-hmm. Now Rashi says the Dam is not Nicker.
So it's in Rav Avadya's brain. So. It's just different.
So Rashi says within the idea that we paskin like that there is kulas tzivonim. That's because ein dam nikerba kamar dam ein nikerba kamar dam gomer. In a kasim nikerba kamar dam gomer. So it is true that the Ramban is machmir. Has a lashon that sounds like the reason he's machmir is because it is nikerbo. I guess it's hard to say that the machlokas tanakam and Rav Nosson is whether it's nikerbo or not. But bottom line. Right, so you could go in both directions. The Chazon Ish assumes, and everyone argues on the Chazon Sofer assumes, that it's what we're concerned about is the shade. So Dam and Abegat Savua is not Nikar Bo Kamari Dam Gomer. That's true of both Dan Abegat Elyon and Abegat Tachta. Now you could have argued against that. This is what the Shari Tara points out, that no, maybe say for Rashi, that if it's on the Begat Tachton, it's clear that it came to Gufa, so it doesn't make a difference what's Nikerbo objectively, because you know where it came from. Okay, but Lemaisa, most poskim do not accept the Chasam Sofer, and therefore Kulas Klam apply on an undergarment as well. Ravosner is reluctant to be Mako if it's Yosem Mikigris. Again, that fits with Ravosner's previous comments that. There's what to be machmer about even Yoser Mechos with Manenu. He thinks if it's on an undergarment, Yoser Mikigris on Savonim, he thinks it's hard to be Mako. All Okay, so what color is color for the purpose of Tzivonim? Ravadya writes page Shinsadi. Page Shinsadi quotes from the Me'il Tzedakah. That yellow also is considered Tzivonim. Rashi has a line on Daf Yud Zayin. She'ein adam nicher yafe ela dei lavan, that you can only make out dam properly on white. So it sounds like anything other than white, even a pastel, even a yellow, where you might have thought that it's not going to distort the blood, that's also considered tzavua. If everyone would agree, if it's on red or blue or some bold color, then that's going to distort the dot. But if it's on a pastel or on a light color, then maybe that's not considered Tzivonim. So Rav Avadya quotes in the Vilstaka, based on that Rashi, that's also called Tzivonim. Rav Vosner says, not necessarily Araya, Shevet HaLevi Chelek Beis Simen Pei Zayin, Shevet HaLevi Chelek Beis Simen Pei Zayin. No, because the context there is about an A Bedika. An A should only be white. But not necessarily to extract from there to what's considered Tzivonim as far as Kulas Ksamim. So Rav Vosner is Machmir on yellow, because that's close enough to white. Piskei Das, page 402, quotes Rav Yashiv also was Machmir on colors that don't distort as much. So light colors that don't distort the presentation of dam, Rav Yashiv was machmiran, because Rav Yashiv said that the kula of Tzivonim is not the Xeris HaKasev, it's not like Paraduma, he said, but it's, as Rashi explains, what distorts the Mar HaDam. So if it's a color that distorts, you have kula Tzivonim. If Tzivonim is a color that doesn't distort, then you don't. Again, Rav Avadya was Mako, even on yellow. And Rabbi Will is Mako on yellow and other such colors as well. Off-white, presumably all poskim would be machmiran, that off-white is considered white and not Tzivonim. Quoted earlier the Betzel HaChachma, who said that if you have a kesem that originally is found in a Begat Savu and then you transfer it to Begat Lavan, that still has the kulas of a Begat Savua. So he writes this in another place as well with the following extension. This is Chelek Hei Simen Kuf Memtes. Chelek Hei Simen Kuf Memtes. First tshuva was Chelek Vav Simen Kuf Kaf Hei. In Chelek Hei Simen Kuf Mem Tes, he writes that if you have a kesem and a beged, which is white on one side and colored on the other side, and the kesem falls on the colored side, and then it penetrates into the white side, you still have kulas ksamim. Because it started as kesem on a beged tzavua, and then it moved into the white. So that fit with his approach that you always look at the original point of presentation. That if the kesem originally appears on a darvish enim kabel tomer, originally appears on Tzivonim, then even if it spreads, even if it is transferred, you go based on the original point of entry. Rav Avadya soon patient sarivav. Then no, in the case where it starts on the color side, and then goes to the white side, that's now going to be tame. He doesn't really explain. He just assumes that it's a davar pasha. So I don't know if he'd argue on the first point as well. I have to see if Rav Avadya talks about that elsewhere. I didn't notice. Right, the Selah Chacham has two cases. One is that it starts on Tzavua and then you transfer it to Lavan. And the other is you have a bag that's Tzavua on one side and Lavan on the other side and it seeps through. So Rav Avadya is machmer on the second case. But I don't recall seeing Rav Avadya talk about the first case. I have to look around in the Taras Havai to see if Avadya talks about that anywhere. Yukiv Eger, here on Sif Yud, quotes the following from the Mi'il Tzaka. V'chein, imbrasa kesam lavan, u'bishnei kitzosav mari adam. Actually, no, piece before that. Sorry. Imhu menumar seva al lavan, ba'kesem al tseva, v'yotze al kitzoseha al halavan. So you have a speckled garment with some pockets of white and some pockets of color. And you have a kesem that overspreads the area, including both color pockets and white pockets. Imba masha yesh al halavan yesh bo kishir hat kishir hat seva mitzarfa lekesem echad. So if there's a sheer gris on the lavan area, even if it's not contiguous, that's going to be considered a single kesem. So you have an area, you have a kesem, which the total area of is more than a gris. The area above on the lavan is more than a gris, but it's not a contiguous gris. So you have a lavan seva, lavan seva, and you have an area more than a gris on the lavan, but you don't have an area of a gris contiguously on the lavan. So in that case, Yehuda Eger writes from the Mil Tzaka that the tseva is mitzaref the lavan to make a sheer gris. Avlan eimbo kashir rak mitzdarfus shalat tseva Torah. But if you don't have a sheer gris on the lavan, you only have a sheer gris on the lavan together with the tseva, it's not mitzarif. Now, Rabbi Carr points out, Parag Gimel, Sif Gimel, that the context here that Kveger is quoting is where it's clear that it's a single kesem. It just happens to straddle the lavan and the tzavua. But if you had separate samim, actually, no, well, let's scratch that for the moment. And that's on the next one. I'm sorry, I went ahead of myself. Okay, so that's what Kadegar says. If you have Tzeva and Lavan, Tzavua and Lavan, if you, there's an area of a gris on the Lavan, then the Tzavua is Mitzarif them. Piskei Tshuva quotes this as well. And he quotes that the Chavos Das was Machnir in the case where you don't have a gris on the Lavan itself. Again, according to the Kaveger from the Milsaka, if you have a gris on the Lavan, but it's not contiguous, then the Tzavua is Mitzayr of the two pieces of Lavan. But if you don't have a gris on the Lavan, even if you have a gris in total, that's going to be Tar. And the Chavos Das argues, the Chavos Das is Machmir, that even in a case where you don't have a gris on the Lavan itself, but you have a gris in total, that's going to be tame, because the whole reason that Sivonim are not tame v'tumas samim is because it's not near a kamara dam gomer. But if part of this kesem is on Lavan, and it's clear that the part of the kesem that's on the Lavan is mari dam gomer, then you have to assume that the entire kesem is mari dam gomer. If half it's on the Lavan, half it's on the Tzavua. So the half that's on the Lavan, you know, is Mari Dam Gomer. And you have to assume that the rest of the Kesem is also Mari Dam Gomer, and be Machmir, even if you don't have a full gris on the Lavan part. Yep, that's the Machlokes of Gevega Machavis Das. Ramosha, Chela Gimel, Simen Nun Gimel. Chela Gimel is Simen Nun Gimel is Machmir, unless it's a shas etchak umakum peruvu, means they should be machmir like the Chavos Das. But it sounds like the minhag is to be meiko. Rabbi Karp is meiko, Rabbi Avadya is meiko, Rabbi Forst is meiko, Rabbi Will is meiko. But in the case where you don't have a full gris on the lavan, you have the right to be meiko. Minchas Yitzchak Chelek Yud Simen Ayin Ches. Minchas Yitzchak Chelek Yud Simen Ayin Ches writes that Kulas Tzivonim only applies to a beged, doesn't apply to skin color. So if someone is of colored skin and finds Dam Al Besara, then you don't have a Kula of Tzivonim.
Why?
I'm sorry?
Why?
Because the institution is only for begotten. That's the context of the Gemara. Where it says that the Tzal were Mako on Ksamim on begotten Sivonim. It only applies to the Beggar, doesn't apply to the Basar.
That's very confused, because that's the one where he basically just says, like, he also, like, similar to the, he also says, like, that the double or Gava, that
right,
there are three deos, they're Machmir, so, like, we're not going to
be
that Mako, but isn't,
right,
but that's why, okay.
The Lomasino, a Kula beyond Begadim. There's no such. We don't find any evidence of the Kula's Ksum extending that far. And the Sefer Chokuz Man, page Pei, he quotes the Shem Rav Yashiv that Rav Yashiv was Mako on this, that there is Kula's Sivonim on Basar. That seems very difficult to understand, especially because Rabbi Karp makes a mention of that. Rabbi Morgenstern makes a mention of that. These people who were close to Rav Yashiv and have all of Rav Yashiv suck him. So no one else says that. So it's hard to believe that that he would make it like that.
Is
After they went all their skin then dark enough that it would make a sex vomit.
Say that again?
All their skin at the time was darker, I assume.
Everyone's skin?
Yeah, dark enough that it's considered development.
Yeah, we were talking about this. I remember, like, when the bars were red, everyone was of colored skin. So, like,
So.
And even this is.
Okay, so. I mean, it was before we got to Europe.
I'm sorry?
It was before we got to Europe.
Right. So, how colored was colored?
I don't have to start picking out particular.
Right.
But meaning that there was. It must be the Gemara was.
Also, the cigar doesn't fly. You can just peel it off, put it on a piece of wine, and then you can cut.
We can't necessarily peel it off so easily, but. Okay. Look, okay, part of the question, how across the board, or how, it's maybe in Lachlokes Rashi and Rambam, whether Kamari Dam Gomor is the absolute reason for Tzvon or not, and Rashi clearly says that, the Rambam, at least the Shari Tara thinks maybe it's the Lachlokes Rashi and Rambam, not necessarily the case, but, okay. Okay, Rabbi Forrest makes the following observation, that when we talk about the kula of Enu Kabel Tumim, the kula of Tzivonim, so look in the Lashon Mechaber Sifya. Kesem Shenimsa al Davar She'enu Mekabel Tumim. And then Kesem Shenimsa al Beged Tzavua. So the contrast of Davar and Beged sounds like the whole kula of Tzivonim is limited to. To begadim, you only have the kula on begadim. Forget about skin; that would be relevant to kelim also. Let's say you have a colored kli, right? So, is there a kula of tzivonim on a colored non-clothing kli? Now, in the Rambam, you don't have such a diuk. Shari Tara points this out in Simen Yuches, because Lashon Rambam was Kli Tzivonin Ein Choshem Kasev Nitzah Behen Lefikav Tinkun Chacham Shetil Bash Isha Big Day Tzivonin. So the Rambam uses Kli Tzivonim, Kli Tzivonim, and Big Day Tzivonim interchangeably. So there, Kli. Is lav dafka beged. The Rabbi Forrest points out, Shuvah Sholem Meshiv, Tlisa Chelek Aleph Simen Shin Samach Beis. Sholem Meshiv, Tlisa Chelek Aleph Simen Shin Samach Beis. He's bothered by the Gemara Samach Amid Beis. By the Gemara there has a case where you found Dan on the bathtub. Or Allah Shel Zayis. And the Chomer Matameh, because we held that even a Darish Ainim Akabal Tumah is Mekabel Ksamen. And there the Gemara doesn't entertain that maybe it should be Mako on the Alash El Zayis because it's Tzivonim. Apparently you see that the Kula of Tzivonim is limited to Begadim and not to other things. Although, then he acknowledges the Rambam that we just read, it does say Kli, not only Beged. So maybe Beged is just Lafuke Basar. But at the very least, you have no right to be Mako on colored nails. that's basar.
Sorry, who was just that?
That's Rabbi Forrest's musings. Okay, let's stop here. So what I'd like you to do going forward is just run through the rest of the siman. Mechaber, Ramah, Shach, Pitzchei Tshuva. And next time, you try to just highlight some highlights from the rest of the siman. And after Sukkot, Meretz Hashem, we'll pick up with siman Kuf Sadi Aleph.
Okay.
The shiur on Monday, regular time?
That's good.
Yeah, great.